Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus said, "I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." Keys are small. Their importance is not. We don't give keys much thought until we need them or lose them. Have you ever misplaced your keys? There's a feeling of frustration and fear when you lock yourself out of your car or house. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they lost the key to life. The result of their sin was a verdict of death, and we have been held prisoner under the same sentence. We have tried, in vain, to escape death's prison. We have searched for the fountain of youth and the tree of life. We have spent an enormous amount of money on anti-aging creams and medicines. In spite of all our scientific advancements, the worldwide average life expectancy is about 30 years shy of 100. After thousands of years of searching and researching, we have not managed to find the key. We cannot break free from death. Frustrating? Frightening? Yes, but not hopeless. Jesus is the key. Like every human, he lived, died, and was buried. But unlike us, he broke free. Because unlike us, he is sinless. He is the Son of God. And death could not hold him prisoner because Jesus had committed no sin. By his resurrection, Jesus has opened a door that no one can shut. Death is no longer a final destination. It is a doorway to an unending life where sin and death have no authority. In heaven, death is gone. Crying is gone. Pain is gone. You might not give your house or car keys much thought throughout the day, but don't make that mistake with Jesus. He may be small in the world's estimation, but his importance is not. Everyone who lives and believes in him does not ultimately die. Follow him, and he will lead you through death to life immortal. Jesus Christ, I find my hope in you alone, with you as my light and salvation and the fortress of my life. I have nothing to fear. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.